You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Governor Gavin Newsom has a plan to use $750 million of federal coronavirus relief funds to purchase motels and other properties that will be converted into housing for those experiencing homelessness. But there's a catch. If the properties are not purchased by the end of the year, the money goes back to the federal government. To find out what this means for Fresno and Bakersfield, I spoke with Anna Lavin, Executive Director of the Bakersfield-Kern Regional Homeless Collaborative, Sonia De La Rosa, Principal Administrative Analyst for the Administrative Office of Fresno County, and Matt Levin, Housing Reporter for Cal Matters. Matt, you've done some outstanding reporting for Cal Matters on Project Home Key. Can you bring us up to speed on how that started as a temporary way to provide housing in light of the pandemic, but now has a shot at becoming a way to provide permanent shelter for some people experiencing homelessness?
Sure. So in April, way back when, Governor Newsom announced Project Room Key, which was the predecessor to Project Home Key. And Project Room Key was this emergency program that tried to lease as many hotel rooms as the state possibly could. And by state, I really mean local governments and counties, to bring in people experiencing homelessness from homeless shelters and encampments where public health authorities were very fearful that an outbreak could be incredibly problematic, not just to people experiencing homelessness, but to the broader public as well, you know, similar to what happened with the hepatitis outbreak in San Diego a few years back. So that project was able to, at its peak, house around 22,000 people in temporary hotels around the state. And then the thought was, well, what are we going to do with all these people in these hotels now? And the optics of, you know, returning them to homelessness are pretty politically horrifying, both for local elected officials and the governor. So the next step was Project Home Key. This was the $800 million project launched in July, which attempts to buy as many properties as possible, mostly motels, and converts them to permanent homeless housing. And right now we are in the last stages, I would say, of all of these local governments trying to use that state money to buy motels within the next 30 days, because the dollars disappear like Cinderella at midnight at the end of the month.
So I do want to get into Project Home Key, but before we do, I want to go back to Project Room Key and just get a status update on where that funding stands in Fresno and Kern counties. So Sonia De La Rosa, can you tell us where things are at in Fresno County and what's going to happen to folks when that program ends?
Sure. So a little, and I think you'll find when you're asking questions about the project or Room Key, you'll find that folks implemented it differently depending on where you were located. For us, Matt mentioned April, we actually had to activate our beds pretty much at mid to near the end of March. And we had a developer that actually had purchased sites that were non-congregate and basically were old hotels. And we were able to convert them to COVID beds that allowed us to bring in over 300 people within the course of a month. And all of these were unit styles. They were not active hotels. They were actually properties that had been acquired by a developer here. And he turned over those properties for us to be able to use them as non-congregate shelter. So we brought in those individuals, and to date, at any given month, we have over 400 individuals that are using our properties on average and staying at one of these units or staying at one of our isolation hotels. So what we've done is actually plan to have these in place to the majority to March 2020 with the balance through June 2020. And the Room Key beds that will be in place will actually house many of these people. So we're not going to have people exit into homelessness. They'll actually be transitioning into either one of our Home Key emergency beds or permanent housing beds.
Well, that's certainly good news. Mm-hmm. So Anna Lavin, Executive Director of the Bakersfield Kern Regional Homeless Collaborative, how are things standing in Kern County as it pertains to Project Room Key?
One of the things I should make mention is that in addition to the items that Matt mentioned, the state under Project Room Key also provided trailers if you were wanting to make use of those as another opportunity for non-congregate sheltering, and had provided quite a bit of flexibility for the use of the dollars so that we could also think about a scattered site hotel usage model as well. And for our community, what made most sense was to use the trailers to help support those who were recovering from COVID, and also to think about a scattered site model. But most importantly for us, we're part of what's called the Built for Zero best practices, which allow us to essentially solve for homelessness or address homelessness through a strong case management system. And we have been able to build essentially a case management list of those who are both at highest risk for COVID and negative outcomes, as well as those who did contract the illness and are recovering and potentially may have long-term negative impacts as a result of having contracted the illness. And so that's really been our focus for our community. And looking at that list, and if we can pivot a little bit to Project Home Key, that's really ultimately what our goal setting has been about, is what is the permanent housing solution outcome for this group that we really want to make sure maintains safety and health during a worldwide pandemic. And so we've been really excited because looking at our bynameless, we now have through Project Home Key another 150 units of permanent supportive housing for these folks to be able to not only have housing, but have a strong case management connection to that housing. And for us, we know that that's always been the most successful model when it comes to making sure that folks not only achieve housing, but they're achieving long-term stability. And so we're really excited about that piece.
So Matt Levin, reporter for Cal Matters, I want to come back to you. You know, back in the before times, Governor Newsom was hyper-focused on addressing the homeless crisis in California. And now through Project Home Key potentially has an opportunity to really inject some serious funding into addressing this issue. If this works, how big of a dent could it make?
So I think it depends on how you define dent, and for the project itself, how you define success. So in terms of getting a significant number of homeless housing units online in a very fast period of time, so we're talking statewide, an estimate of about 6,100 units in 6 months. The homelessness researchers and advocates I talk to say the state has never done anything like this, at least in the past few decades. Typically, homeless housing takes a long time to line up the financing for, to find a location for, to clear all the regulatory hurdles you need to clear. So the fact that they're able to get these many properties and these many units on board, if all of these purchases close, it is an achievement. The problem for Governor Newsom is the scope of homelessness in California, as most Californians know, is enormous. So it's, you know, at last count, which is a while back now, there's over 150,000 Californians without a safe, stable home. So even if you're able to get all these units online, that may not make a really big dent in the visible homelessness you see, especially in some of the epicenters of homelessness around the state.
So, Sonia De La Rosa, I'd like to come back to you. Where does Fresno County stand right now when it comes to using these funds to purchase motel rooms, or motels, I should say?
So, Fresno County submitted quite a few applications. The county of Fresno submitted one for 204 units, and then Fresno Housing Authority submitted five different applications, which combined total about 300 new doors. So what's happening now is that we are coordinating with the Fresno Housing Authority and the city of Fresno to try to form a system as to how these folks will go into the different beds. So for Fresno Housing Authority beds, the majority of them will be emergency beds. Our beds through the county of Fresno will actually be permanent housing beds, a little different from permanent supportive housing, but still funded with emergency solutions grants, which requires case management for the rapid rehousing of those permanent housing beds that we're going to make available. And so the difference will be is that we're actually going to be able to move people from our current beds of about 400 into more permanent beds by doing it a household at a time. So we have 200 rooms that were made available through the County of Fresno's application. That's going to be 165 permanent units that folks can move into as soon as January. For us, we're going to be able to transition people from our emergency beds into the more permanent beds by beginning of January, and then in the future seek to convert the rooms completely to be permanent affordable housing for the same group of people that we're assisting now. So that's the way it'll translate for Fresno County.
Anna Lavin, you know, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about how the county is dealing with the deadlines that Project Home Key carries. It is essentially asking cities and counties to purchase these properties at breakneck speed. How is that going?
You're absolutely right. Essentially, we're condensing typical projects of 2 years in length into a three-month cycle. We're really lucky that our housing authority, which was the applicant for all four of our locations, and we received a little less than $15 million for the purchase of those four properties and the conversion and rehabilitation, that our housing authority has been a very strong partner with the collaborative and is very dedicated in their mission to addressing homelessness in our community. And so while it was an extraordinary lift for them, they dove in with their energy and sense of passion for the mission. And we were successful in the application in the Tier 1 awards, which is really, really exciting for us. And I think part of that has to do with all of the foundational work that we've tried to do in partnering across our city with Bakersfield and Kern County and all of our homeless service providers to really allow us to be successful when opportunities like this come along. And I think to the point that was made earlier, we know that this was sort of a once in a lifetime or once in a couple of generations opportunity. And so we didn't want to let that pass us by. So they, although again, it was a large lift, they were able to move very, very quickly on it. And give a lot of strength to the application as it was a competitive process. And so we're really fortunate that all four locations were awarded. And by the end of December, if not early January, all of those spaces, that total of 150 units, will start to have occupied using our, what we refer to as a coordinated entry system. So we already have a prioritization system in place that allows us to know of who has the highest need and who's most vulnerable, including those who are at highest risk for COVID. And so I think we've situated ourselves pretty well to really kind of streamline the process to make sure that we get folks housed as quickly and resourcefully as possible.
Matt Levin, housing reporter for CalMatters, I'd like to talk to you about the money here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is approximately $800 million project, which I'm sure our listeners are going to, you know, hear and just think that's an extraordinary amount of money. But where is that money coming from? And in what ways is this actually a really affordable way to provide housing for people experiencing homelessness?
Sure. So it's actually a little bit over $800 million. A small slice of that is coming from philanthropic organizations, Blue Shield, and I think Kaiser. But the lion's share of the money is actually coming from the federal government. So this is money that Congress passed in spring as part of the coronavirus relief package that was given to the state. And Newsom and state lawmakers decided to spend it on Project Home Key. And that's the reason why there's this December deadline in such a rush here is because those federal dollars expire at the end of the year. So all these purchases have to be closed by then. In terms of the cost effectiveness here, I think you're right. I think a lot of Californians and a lot of your listeners will hear, God, $800 million. That is a lot of, right? We're nearing $1 billion. On a per unit basis, preliminarily, and these numbers aren't final, but the state says it's looking at about $146,000 per unit across the state. I think in Fresno and Kern County, that number is going to be lower, and the other panelists can attest to that. But again, that's a number that sounds really high, you know, $150,000 per unit. But when you compare that to the cost of building homeless housing and particularly permanent supportive housing from scratch, it is cheaper. You know, looking at the cost of building homeless housing from scratch in, let's say, L.A., there was a city auditor report that found that it was $500,000 per unit. You know, that acquisition cost of $150,000 per unit, that doesn't include the cost of converting these motels or other properties to permanent housing, you know, installing like a kitchenette or a bathroom or something like that. And that's going to cost more money and drive costs up. But overall, this looks like it is going to be a cheaper approach to housing people experiencing homelessness than some of the previous alternatives.
Anna Lavin, Executive Director of the Bakersfield-Kern Regional Homeless Collaborative. Obviously, what we're talking about here is one program, one slice of a really complicated pie when it comes to finding homes for people experiencing homelessness. And I'd like, before we wrap up, I'd just love to hear your thoughts about how you see Project Home Key fitting into this larger strategy.
Well, for us, the strategy is about permanent housing solution. You know, our goal is to create a system where ultimately everyone in Kern County has a place to call home. And for us, that means we have to dive into housing. And I think one of the things that I would sort of reference back to is when we talk about cost, there's also so many unseen costs to the taxpayer for someone who is unsheltered. There's emergency room visits. There's the cost to our law enforcement and judicial systems. There are costs to code enforcement as well as our small business owners. There's a tremendous cost for anyone who is unsheltered. And so when we think about the cost per unit, what we really want to also juxtapose that with is the current cost of anyone who's already living on the streets. And really, the beauty of when we're able to help someone transition, find stability, find health, find safety, and ultimately find that permanent housing solution. So for us, I think Project Home Key is a really critical piece to this puzzle. Because we know, and again, for us, we've chosen to go the direction of permanent supportive housing, which provides both the housing piece and the stability component through case management, that ultimately is where we find our solutions. And we also know that in California and Bakersfield, and I'm sure Fresno are not immune to this as well, that affordable housing is just lacking. And so whenever we have the ability to come upon 150 units, for us, that will really make a dent. It's quite significant. It's not where we should end. We definitely need to continue to push forward in those efforts. But ultimately, for us, the solution really is about providing housing and stability for folks.
Well, Anna Lavin, Executive Director of the Bakersfield-Kern Regional Homeless Collaborative, Sonia De La Rosa, Principal Administrative Analyst for the Fresno County Administrative Office, and Matt Levin, Housing Reporter for CalMatters. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.